Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Happy Tuesday. We're already just about a third into the month already. I can't believe it. This whole year is winding down. Just a couple months left, and we're into 2008. The last year, if everything goes as we hope it does, of the worst, most scandalous, evil, fascist, mass-murdering, lying, thievish, criminal pig regime that has ever illegally occupied the White House in American history. Can't wait to put an end to this chapter, although, you know, the trend has been that with every succeeding president, things have just gotten worse and worse, so God help us, we might yet look back at these days and view them as the good old days. Forbid that thought. Anyway, we've got great guests lined up for today, guys. Tom Flacco, of course, some people in the Patriot movement aren't too fond of Mr. Flacco, but, you know, I like to give everybody a voice. He's got some interesting info. And so, you know, we'll see what he's got to say. He's certainly a decent guy. I've talked to him over the phone. Very pleasant, easy to get along with. And, yeah, I'm probably going to pop the question to him, you know, how did that story come about with Barbara Olson there? Very curious, you know, where he got it from. But, you know, some people will hear something like that. Isn't that a neocon tactic, you know? You put out good stories. All of a sudden you get one story that's bad, and suddenly now you're a, you know, you're a shill or you're, you know, shills do that, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're a shill because something like that happens. So we're going to find out, you know, what the deal was. Of course, we're going to talk about a whole lot of other stuff. He's got some great info on Ellen Mariani, the lawsuits that have been filed and, you know, the problems that they've been running into. Some of the attorneys have been turning up dead. I know that must shock you because nothing like this has ever happened before. It's a pure coincidence, I'm sure. Because we know our government wouldn't do anything like that, would they? Anyway, before we go to the break, and after which time we'll bring the guest up, let me just remind everybody. Yeah, we got this. I still haven't gotten set up on this. I got to get set up. But, you know, there's the RBN chat room, guys, on the homepage, republicbroadcasting.org. And it's for all listeners to go and communicate with each other as well as with the hosts live. While the show was going on, I've yet to sign up on there myself, but I'll get around to it one of these days. But it's pretty neat. Go check it out. It's pretty cool. Also, a reminder, there's a new website for the Republic Trading Group. It's republictradinggroup.net, and the toll-free number to call in for that is 800-691-7898. Again, 800-691-7898. You know, I mentioned I got a mention this. I mentioned a few weeks ago that I wanted to get some people on from JPL, that's the Jet Propulsion Laboratory out in Pasadena, that handles the planetary exploration spacecraft, such as the current Cassini mission at Saturn and the Mars rovers, you know, Spirit and Opportunity. I wanted to get a representative on from each team to discuss you know, what's going on with the current missions and maybe some future missions that are planned. Like right now, there's a lander on its way to Mars. I think it's going to get there in April sometime. It's actually going to land at the North Pole. They sent a mission there a few years ago that was supposed to do that. I think it was called the Beagle, and it crashed. But anyway, you know, it was all set up. They sounded eager, enthused. They were going to get back to me. They get back to me, and it's very strange. No, we can't do that. I'm like, why? We just can't do that. They obviously went to the website, Republic Broadcasting, and, ooh, this is a heretical anti-government station. That was it. That was the end of it. Unbelievable. Stick with us, guys, and be right back.
Ooh. The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're now joined by our guest, Mr. Tom Flacco. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Hi, how are you, Charlie?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. Just I've got all kinds of things going here. I'm in the middle of a new story. 9/11, by the way. I never thought I'd get back to that, but I have been in of recent days, and there's some news that's starting to happen out there, and
you're not one of those crazy people that doesn't believe the government's official story, are you?
Well, there's not enough evidence out there. They've destroyed a lot of the evidence, but there's a lot of indications that that need to be dealt with, and I think that's what Ellen Mariani is having an issue with, and of course you've got so many issues dealing with the presidential taking us to war, based on a lot of problems, what many people call lies, and I in many ways I feel the same way about that. The issues surrounding 9/11 and a lot of issues covering up evidence.
You got to be brain dead to not see that was an inside job at this point. I'm sorry, but
I tend to lean at this point that the government had knowledge that something was going to happen. You see, here's a. And we could get to some of the issues surrounding the story that I wrote relatively recently dealing with 9/11 and the one I'm working on now, that it seems that Ellen Mariani's been totally left out of her case, they took it over, and it was taken over by through a law firm, the Greenberg Traurig firm. We have lots of evidence that there were instigations of trying to find a way to take control of Ellen's case, because she wanted to have a lot of the evidence that many people talk about, the issues of you know, why the governor of Florida, the president's brother, Jeb Bush, the day after 9/11 came in and took pickup truck loads of documents from Huffman Aviation and flew off in a 7 or a C-130 military cargo plane, and no one's heard about that evidence, what he did with it, where he went with it, and because that would have indicated the evaluations of those flight instructors, of whether these so-called hijackers were able to even pilot planes and what their skill level was, and we have indications on some of the videos going around that they weren't that very skilled, and they couldn't have done what they said that they were able to do, you know, that the government said they were able to do. The issues of, I believe whether you have, and I was talking to Ellen last night, I've been interviewing her on the phone steadily for this new story that I'm working on right now, and we talked last night, and the issue was there's a big concern. I went through roughly three of the court documents, the most recent
documents. Before you go on, I've always been trying to get a hold of her. I can never hunt her down.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we get finished here, have your secretary take down the information, and I'll get you on, and you can have her on. She'll be very enlightening for some of the.
Did you hear that, secretary?
to
work.
Whoever's calling me for you. Okay, secretary, wife. I don't know who it is, but anyway. But I was going through a couple of pieces, and there's a lot of interest in, you know, how thick the cockpit doors were. We can't prove that they were able to, you know, they might have just opened the door and walked in. You know, they might have threatened somebody, and if you don't open this door, you know, you've got to come into the, we have to let us into the cockpit. In other words, we don't know if it was the Boeing's fault or the airline's fault that there wasn't a strong enough door. It could have just been opened accidentally or to let somebody in for whatever reason. And so they're arguing over the issues of the cockpit door instead of arguing over the immigration documents and for example, because in order to have 9/11, you had to have either patsies or you had to have real live hijackers. And the question is, how did these patsies or real hijackers get into the country? And I've talked to individuals that have actually seen, I believe I saw online, a copy of a partially filled out immigration document. So you had an issue where, and this is where it gets into this, the American government knew about it and let it happen issue, because they were so lax on the letting these people in. And then there's been no testimony in public about, in the commission and so forth, about the Riggs Bank and Uncle Jonathan Bush, who was running Riggs Bank, or not running it, but he was involved with the company, and the Bush family friend, or one of their friends, Saudi Prince Bandar, whose wife laundered money through Riggs Bank out to the San Diego area to two of these so-called slash hijackers slash patsies, whatever you want to call them, you know, and we don't have enough evidence.
FBI employees.
These were through other Arabs in the area who were friends and stayed in the same rooming house or whatever as two of the individuals. I used to know their names, if you'll snap them right off, but there were two of them, and it was done through Riggs.
Were they Arabs with Star of David tattoos on their arms? Excuse me. Go ahead.
Now you got that brings us into the story that I wrote with regard to the conflicts of interest, with the judge, because now see the judge. And his issues with regard to 9/11, there were some conflicts there, because remember that there were roughly in the neighborhood of about 200 Israeli movers and art students arrested in both New York and Florida right around the time of 9/11, and also at the airport, I understand. And Attorney General Ashcroft let them all go, and these were all arrested. They were arrested as suspects in the 9/11 attacks, and they were all allowed to go back to what I call the motherland, because when you say the other word of the country, it taps right into the you know, the satellites and so forth. So, you know, they're allowed to go back home. And then, of course, Mr. Ashcroft appoints, he goes ahead and he appoints people like Chertoff to become involved and Judge Alvin K. Hellerstein. Now, Hellerstein's wife is heavily involved with, you know, with the affairs of Israel and so forth with regard to one of the, you know, important Torah groups, the nationalist groups. I think it's called Americans for Israel and the Torah. Well, see, you have a question. You have a foreign government's involvement here where police officials arrested 200 art students and movers as being suspects in the attacks, you know, and they're allowed to go back home. And plus, you had all of the bin Ladens allowed to leave when the airplanes are grounded. They're allowed to leave.
Saudi royal family at all.
Nothing is really, there's no testimony about that. Plus, I have a major, major issue, because remember how Condoleezza Rice and President, if we'd only known that they would have used planes, you know, as weapons and so forth. Well,
remember
back approximately a month or two before, and I have the exact date in this story, and I don't have it exactly right here on the top of my head, but somewhere
she sure gave her buddy
May summer
right
there was a G8 meeting in Genoa, Italy. You remember the G8? This was 7/22/01, so it was sometime in the middle of July, towards the third week of July or so. So we're talking basically July, August, or September. We're talking about 6 weeks before the 9/11 attacks. The president's at the G8 summit in Genoa, Italy, and the Russians had, and this is all documented in the Los Angeles Times and also a White House press release 7 weeks before 9/11. And the officials decided to close the airspace over Genoa because of the Russian threat reports, and they stationed anti-aircraft guns at the city's airport because they were worried that Arabs were going to fly planes into the buildings where the G8 was. And so those were the threat reports, and that they're going to try to hijack, commandeer a plane or two or whatever. So, and it was so bad that Mr. Bush, and this, a lot of people don't know this, but during the G8, he stayed alone on a U.S. aircraft carrier off the coast, and while all the others were on a luxury ship at the G8 meeting, the other seven. And he stayed overnight and stayed mostly by himself and went in for special, you know, for the meetings. And then he would go back overnight and sleep on the aircraft carrier by himself. American people were not told that. American people were not told that there were any aircraft guns, that they had reports of planes being used as weapons to fly into buildings 7 weeks before. And then you had the issue of the presidential briefs. Bin Laden determined to attack in America. That's the only brief we saw. But we know that there's many other briefs that were coming in during the spring before 9/11, you know, June, July, April, May, June, that area, July, August. We've not seen any of those briefs because you had individuals related, for example, Condoleezza Rice, close friend, the professor down at the University of Virginia, was the head of the team that went in to look at which briefs would be examined. So this guy has all kinds of conflict.
You know, I got to wonder, though, Tom, you know, I'm very familiar with all of this, and, you know, that's the best you can say is that they sat back and let this happen with all of this prior knowledge. But how much of this prior knowledge, intelligence whispers floating around out there were actually relating stuff that they really felt was coming, and how much of it was just planted stories so that later they could call upon it to make the official story look believable?
Well, I believe there were planted stories, but why didn't they talk about the G8? That was never an issue in the 9/11 commission.
Sure.
I attended just about every 9/11 commission hearing. I was in Washington. I even went to the one in New Jersey that Kane held at his college that he was president. You know, and we were asking questions. As a matter of fact, I believe that I can take credit for the fact that they swore these guys in, because at the very first
hearing, we gotta go to a short break. Yeah, hold that thought. Sure. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Tom Flacco on as our guest. Yeah, Tom, you were off on a rant, and I forgot where we had left off. Do you remember the point you were making? You were talking about the...
The whole issues surrounding the attacks and the evidence and who let what happen and so forth. All I know, and I have seen through Ellen's case, that there's a desperate desire. She's the only one, really, that wants to get evidence of any kind out there, and she's been held back. Here she is. She's now gone. She's living off a meager Social Security. She had to have a reverse mortgage. She just told me this yesterday. I just found it out. Reverse mortgage. She's going to food banks because she has no money.
I want to go into her case more in just a minute, but I first wanted to ask. I mean, you don't see this, though, as they sat back and let it happen, right? I mean, as you mentioned, there's no way that...
Well, I tell you what. I see that they sat back and let it happen. I definitely feel that happened. I definitely agree with that. I definitely think that they knew that there were things going on and there was issues to get us into a war. I think there were multiple agendas. Some of the agendas...
Well, how about this? If the neocons, you know, our current unelected regime, sat back and let this happen, then it's obvious it was orchestrated. And there were American... you know, participants that definitely played a role in this. We have Controlled Demolition, Inc., for example. They were the ones who brought the towers down. But
of course, I mean, there's...
If a foreign entity carried it out, I think we can safely say that foreign entity is that phony number one ally of ours in the Middle East there that we send billions of dollars to every year that they never pay back.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're the only ones that gain from it.
Well, that was one of the agendas. One of the agendas was to get Americans to spill their blood to go fight the wars of that favorite foreign country. See, that was one of the agendas. The other agenda was to take control of the oil for the West. More agendas would be a private agenda. Two private agendas were to fund the military defense industry to bomb the place, make money off the bombings, you know, and the military built up and so forth, and then make money on the back end, putting it back together with the structure, and then on the way you get a nice private Blackwater army, and you take United States taxpayer funds, just like ancient Rome did, and you pay mercenaries and soldiers of fortunes to go in where there's more soldiers of fortune carrying guns than there are soldiers in there that we're paying. So that we're paying a private army at double and triple the rates of our own army to go fight this battle. And here you have 79% of the American people don't want the war, don't want it funded. And the Congress says, to heck with you, we're going to fund it anyway. Even the Democrats that we just elected, many Republicans and independents voted against because they were so furious at Republicans. They voted against Republicans and for Democrats to get out of the war and to stop some of this big spending, which is incredible. And they're totally ignoring the American people, and we cannot get an independent candidate, even an independent style candidate like maybe like a Ron Paul, like even a Kucinich. If you really want to know the truth, and here I am, I'm pretty right of center, and here I the ones I like best are Ron Paul and Kucinich, because even though I don't agree particularly with everything with Kucinich, you know, I think that he's an honorable guy, and his problems with immigration, but he's right on with the war, he's right on with the impeachment. Ron Paul, I tell you what, if he wasn't so old, I think he would gain some of his traction. But we need leadership. We can't get an independent.
It doesn't matter his age. It doesn't matter his age. They're not going to give him attention because he's not for corporate America that owns the media.
No, that's right. Exactly. But the point is, they laugh at him and make fun of him right on the air. Even the other candidates literally laugh at them on camera and so forth. And it's really a tragedy. And we can't get any leadership from anywhere. Nancy Pelosi is basically, impeachment is off the table. They should have had this guy up on all kinds of charges from day one, and Conyers, all of them. And you know what I think it is? I think that they've got them. I have already written a lengthy story about Nancy Pelosi's tax problems with the two of her multimillion dollar wine vineyards that she has out in California, and by the very fact that the president of the wine vineyard group out there in California is Dora Bush's husband. A lot of people don't know that, and I wrote about that. And Nancy Pelosi's daughter Alexa was given a 1-year access to do an NBC video. All this is, I've chronicled all this stuff, but there's a lot of internecine kind of conflicts of interest here, where these individuals, and everybody knows, I have written steadfastly about the Bush-Clinton crime family. Basically, what we have is mafia politicians. They're dressed up in suits. It's nothing more than crime families who are basically bilking the American people. And now we've got a political class of career politicians out there who are basically not doing the bidding of the American people, who they're supposed to be representing us, and they're representing everybody but us. They're even representing foreign countries better than they're, representing the American people. So, yeah. What's the answer here? I mean, now I don't even know that I trust. I go into my voting machines in our state of Pennsylvania. We just got these, and particularly in my county, the Danaher 242s have all kinds of problems. You press a button, there's no way to have a recount because they don't have any records except what's in the thing. And now it's such a joke that some of the Democrats...
Well, they began rigging local and state elections before the presidential.
Yeah, they're rigging everything. And I heard that they do it. I wrote about this also. You can Google this on my site. There's a search there. You can Google my site. And I wrote already about the use of satellites. I have talked to United States intelligence agents who are retired, and some of them are way up in intelligence, too, because they follow guys like me and probably your network, too, some of the Patriot Independent networks. And they're,
John, we gotta go to a break. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back on True Threats Radio with our guest, Tom Flacco. Before we continue, Tom, why don't you mention, you're talking about your articles people can go and read. Is it tomflacco.com?
Yes, T-O-M-F, like in Frank, F-L-O-C-C-O.com. And if you look at the top of my my website, I have a couple little banners dealing with a couple of the front runners of in the race and so forth, and one of them is Hillary Clinton, and the other is Rudy Giuliani, and my take on the opposite, on what's going on there. And I've noticed that on the air they're starting to actually go into this issue with Hillary Clinton and her possible continuation of what amounts to a 36-year monarchy. I call it basically a monarchy scam that's going on in the country, and where we have this issue of Hillary Clinton creating a Bush Clinton dynasty. Because when you look at it, you've had Vice President George Bush the first, and they actually, that was amazing. They're actually using the first and the second. It's almost as if they're taking, and I'm the only one that's basically used the first and the second. I'm saying Vice President George Bush the first, 80 to 84. Vice President George Bush the first, 84 to 88. Bush the first, President Bush, 88 to 92. Bill Clinton the first, 92 to 96. Bill Clinton the first, 96 to 2000. Bush the second, George Jr., 2004. 2004 to 2008, Bush the second again. Now we go back to Hillary Clinton the second. And they actually used that on Chris Matthews, was calling it the second. Howard Feynman said the second. And you have to remember, Howard Feynman is a liberal Jewish pundit journalist. I like him an awful lot because he tries to be very fair. You know, I know where he leans and so forth, but I think he's very fair in his political analysis. And his comment was, half the American people would not vote for Hillary Clinton with a gun to their head. 50%, he said. That's a heck of a statement from a liberal Jew who who's a pretty honorable guy, a good family man, and what I consider is a reasonably fair a broadcaster and pundit who tries mightily to be fair to both sides. I mean, that's where I would put him. And he's saying, well, I call it basically, we have the potential now with two terms with Hillary. And it's not impossible when you've got George Bush has basically drugged the Republican Party down. As far as I'm concerned, I would like to see the Republican Party destroyed so that it could be rebuilt where we could take, this illegal immigration issue, a little bit of protectionism, protect our jobs, the insourcing, the outsourcing of jobs, protect our borders, stop getting into wars, stop spending, all these issues and put them underneath one banner. I don't care what party you call it, but for goodness sakes, we've got people in there. We're having to choose. And then I go right underneath with Rudy Giuliani. I've got a little banner with him. We're going to move that up to the top. But here's my take on this. They're pushing this guy, 08, and my phrase is bringing graft, abortion, illegal immigration, amnesty, adultery, and three wives to the GOP Southern Bible Belt.
All that fun stuff.
This is what we're asking the American people in the South to vote for. And you know you can't be president without carrying a darn big chunk of the South. And the South is just not going to go for it. But my brother said, yeah, they will. And I said, no, they won't. They're not going to. Yeah, they will. You know why? Because I know I'll vote for Donald Duck over Hillary Clinton. So if you put Donald up there, I'm for Donald. I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. And you know what? I just can't do what they're saying on TV. And I think this is a real fix, too. They say, well, the Republican religious right, they're going to sit on their hands and not vote at all. That's what they want. That guarantees Hillary's election. If the Republican, you've got to vote for something. Now, what happens is, who's it going to be? You're going to vote for Mitt Romney? Now, you got to remember, Romney's got to pick all these northern guys got to pick somebody from the South. And that's why your debates, when you look at the debates, you're finding what they all want to stay in the war till the 13th. They all, I agree with the senator, we got to stay in until the 13th, says Edwards. Obama, yeah, we're going to have to stay in until 2013. You believe this? The reason why they're doing it, because they want to be number two on Hillary's inevitable ticket. So they're not coming down too hard, and they're not creating any separation between the two, between the three candidates. Huckabee, I don't know if I trust him on all the issues. He is a preacher. He's a good man. I'm sure he's a pretty honorable man. You know, I don't know enough
nowadays,
about him. He's very good in the debates. I don't know. Where is the religious right headed with these Republicans? Where do you think?
I don't trust the religious right. I don't trust anything mainstream at all. But when it comes to religion, especially today, it's so completely hijacked with a bunch of lying hucksters. Well, that are just playing make-believe.
Well, you got a pretty godly man right on your air there, Mark Dankoff. I know him personally. He was my mother's minister. Do you know him? What do you think of Mark Dankoff?
No, I don't know him.
You know, Mark Dankoff is on Republic Broadcasting. He does the same job that you do. You don't know Mark?
No, is he an ordained minister?
Mark Dankoff is an ordained minister who appears on Republic Broadcasting Network as a talk show host just like you. And you don't know him?
No, I don't know how the other... I really don't.
You're kidding me. Well, say hi to Mark. I see him in the hallway of your building. Maybe you're working opposite end of the day.
I'm not in Texas. I'm up in Massachusetts, actually.
I know what I'm saying. Do you listen to anybody else on your network? What I'm saying is not I'm trying to put you on the spot, I was wondering. I'd be interested to know what Mark thinks, because Mark's got a show on.
I had Larry Beecraft, right? I had him call him on my show once. Didn't even know him, and I felt so like such a jerk later when I realized.
I know you're in different states, but that tells me you guys have to get together once in a while and have a little social party once in a while, maybe a social conference call, and you're all sitting there and drinking soda together and. you know, have a chit-chat on the phone to get to know each other. I said, this is probably true in a lot of cases, but I found when I was appearing, see, I got blackballed out of off of the Genesis Network, you know, with some of the, you know, with some of their shows, you know, and I just didn't, I wasn't appearing on them. They stopped calling, but they're all very close, and they kind of stick together in who they have and so forth, you know. So it's basically when you go against a certain party line of what they want, and what do they want to hear, you know, you're not appearing. But you just have to deal with it, and I think it's a question of being able to get to know everybody else on your lineup and so forth. But there is you know, I do, Mark, and I know he appears on Republic Broadcasting.
Yeah, I'll have to have him on. Just to clarify, I'm not against, you know, Christians. I'm a Christian myself.
You're running a lot of you're running a lot of Christian ads on your air, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not against.
Is that helping to pay your salary? I guess it is. Anyway.
I mean, I'm just so disgusted with organized religion because much of Bush's support has come from that avenue. I see them more as a.
Oh yeah. Well, he's fraudulently played up to it because he knows that he's not going to get elected and without it, and he was elected with it, and even with the, he even had to pull some shenanigans with the election. But think about it. You're talking about the leading Republican candidate, Mr. Giuliani, graft, abortion, illegal immigration amnesty, adultery, and three wives, and he's going to sell that to the Republican Southern Bible Belt. And you know what? They're going to swallow it because they will not vote for Hillary Clinton. Because if you sit home on your hands and say, I'm not going to vote at all, then you guarantee that you'll have a 36-year-old monarchy. I'm up here. I said a radio show. You're guaranteed that you're appearing, that Mrs. Clinton is going to be the president. And with, you know that she's going to get quite a Congress here. The Congress election, I think that's where the real power is, and that's where the president has that veto, and you got to override it and so forth. But the real power is in the Congress, and as far as I'm concerned, we don't have a Congress anymore. They don't represent the American people. And we don't have, you know, people keep voting in these same political hacks. You know, the other guy's hack is bad, but my hack is good, so I'm voting for my hack. Well, I'll tell you what, in Pennsylvania's 7th, where I live, we voted Kurt Weldon out 22 years in the Congress, and we threw him out on his can for corruption with the Russian issues, but also with the fact that, you know, he's voting for this war. Now, see, what I want to see is if the Democrats have the guts to kick out Sestak, who won't impeach Bush. You know, there's a big they're roaring through in our district. They're furious at this admiral who's trying to get us out of the war, and I'd say he's doing a good job with that. But he won't impeach and he won't investigate criminal actions on the part of the Republican Party. And the Democrats are absolutely furious with him. Now, will the Democrats vote against him? In other words, we're back to the issue. He may be a hack. He may be a graft politician. He may be compromised, but he's my compromised politician, so I'm going to vote for him because that's my man in my district. I'll vote, you know, I don't like your man, but I'm going to keep my man in office. And everybody has that same attitude, and if they've got that same attitude, then this is why we're stuck with this quandary that we're in, that we can't get any leadership, and we can't the country.
I think we got to do a whole lot more than just watch who we vote for, because the whole voting process is completely rigged. They got all that.
That's the other issue. I mean, it's the Democrats out west, and some of the emails that I get, they're saying that, you know, to make sure they're not worried about that. They know the election's fixed. What they're worried about is make sure you get a good vote count before they turn the modems on to the central voting tabulators. That's their answer. In other words, it's so fixed, you got to keep an eye on, get the accurate vote count so that you, before they turn on the modems, because the modems is where they hack the vote and change the count with these programs and software, like Choice Point software that was used to steal the election from Al Gore in Florida. Everybody knows about it, but you can't get it into a court of law to be adjudicated so that some judge can rule on it and invalidate an illegal election.
But, you know, what's so pathetic, though, is, yeah, there's no question. They stole it from Gore. They stole it from Kerry. But I got to say, I would not be much more comfortable with Gore or Kerry in office because they're a bunch of sellouts.
No. And you know what? I mean, Exactly. It's all part of a group. And now, see, they figure with a Giuliani and Clinton, they got either one of them is satisfiable or acceptable to the elites, the governments, the people that pull the strings, the wealth, you know, the wealthy people. And you know, who we would call the Bilderbergers, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call these elite groups.
Skull and bones.
Money. The what?
Yeah. The skull and bones.
Right, exactly. All these elite societies that control government and control.
And, you know, it turns out that Kerry and Bush and Gore are all distant cousins. They're actually related.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Like third, fourth cousins. I mean, that was Reuters that brought that out. I mean, that's, you know, it's not.
That's not accidental, I'm sure. But see, what we have to do, and I've said this over and over again in different interviews, and see, we have to get past arguing over gun rights and abortion and gay marriage and start looking out for the country. Yes, those issues are important to different factions of the society in the country. But what is happening, and this is what Karl Rove has done so successfully, he's been able to use these wedge issues and make them the key issue and turn the public's attention away from the fact that they're spending us and bankrupting the country, and they're allowing anybody to just walk into the country and then use our laws to get Social Security, to get all kinds of benefits, national. Can you imagine the bums rush to the border if we had national health care? Sure, we need something for the young children, but we've got to seal the borders so that we don't have every person in the world, because as soon as you get into this country, you get a driver's license, then you can use your license to go vote, and you're not even a citizen yet. You can drive trucks wherever you want. You can have all the rights of a regular citizen.
It's all a deliberate attempt to actually dismantle.
And none of the responsibilities. This is what's driving the immigration crowds. And see, you know, where I live, I have friends in Tucson and Phoenix. They look out their window and they got 50 Mexicans sitting on the corner. Their wife goes into a 7-Eleven. She gets whistled at and propositioned during the day while the husband's at work, you know, because you've got a lot of people who are in the country, and they say, well, we need these people to do the jobs that no one else wants to do. That's Mr. Bush's favorite saying. And he really needs to see, Mr. Bush doesn't need to be impeached. He needs to be arrested, convicted, and jailed for what he's done. And we have the right to respect.
All of them.
Well, but it's not just him. That's the leadership. But we don't have a Congress that will even impeach him, that will even remove him and drive him out of office for what he's done.
Well, Congress needs to be impeached for the most part.
Well, yeah, see, that's the issue of control files. And see, the reason why we don't have any oversight is because there are files on these guys. There's a lot of toe tappers walking around, a lot of guys that are, you know, the men's room trawlers, as they're called on the Internet. You know, they had another guy, one of Vitter's friends, a guy named DeFafa, something like that. I just got an email today. One of my friends says, we got another Republican toe tapper who's been grabbing people in stalls, shower stalls in Louisiana. He's a good political friend and a politician friend of David Vitter, who was consorting with prostitutes and so forth. At the same time, he was promoting his family values agenda and so forth.
Well,
so
it's
you
kind
have
of fitting, though, isn't it?
And they know this, and at the right times they let it out.
All our politicians are prostitutes for big corporations, so they might as well be hitting it on with prostitutes.
Well, plus you've got other issues. A lot of them have taken HUD properties and illegal loans.
Yeah.
They've bought their house. And I can remember the senator who was from Florida, the current senator, and I can't remember his name, but he took a lot of money, way too much money for the sale of his house. And they have all kinds of little tricks and gimmicks to pay these guys off and to reward them for a variety of things. And these quid pro quos that come across, are a problem. Also, you have the sexual issues of, the girlfriends on the side, the male boyfriends on the side of these senators, and you've got, homosexual, and you've got sexual issues and prostitution issues. And they have all of these things. They find out what the guy's weakness is or what his peccadillo is, and, you know, they kind of focus in on that. And a lot of times they don't even let these guys into office unless they've got something on them so that they can use it as a way to control them once for votes and so forth once they get into office. And all of these issues are there, and this is part of the problem. And we can't get, and that's why it says at the top of my website, for honest government in our lifetime. I didn't say left-wing government. I didn't say right-wing government. I didn't say a religious right government. I didn't say a gay marriage government. I said for honest government in our lifetime. Sometime along the road, we're going to have honesty, or that should be an ideal. If everybody would approach, if each one would approach the other with some type of honesty and in their intentions and what they're trying to do, and do something for the good and the welfare of all the people. We're not looking out for the people that are already here. We're not being represented. And there's the land is loaded with all kinds of fears and problems and so forth. And you have Democrats. I heard this morning that on the news that the Democrats have acquiesced and they're going to allow a tremendous surge in more surveillance on the telephones and on the internet of the American people. I think this is outrageous.
It doesn't affect them.
It's going to affect everybody. Yeah. When I met with Cynthia McKinney in her office, you know the first thing she did? You there?
Yeah.
She stepped.
What, we're going to go.
She stepped to the radio and turned it up because they're tapping me. They're listening. That's what McKinney told me.
Oh, sure. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 80% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey guys, back on Truth Hurts Radio, joined by Tom Flacco as our guest.
Gotta go.
Hey, yeah, Tom, if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind getting in contact with Cindy or Cynthia McKinney as well. You can just send contact.
Well, you know what? You'd have to. I have an email, and the last time I dealt with her was back before, while she was still in office. You know, I was at that Sabelle. I was doing their reporting on Sabelle Edmonds. So I had interviewed Sabelle Edmonds four or five times and wrote stories about them. Actually,
oh, you interviewed her?
Say it again.
You interviewed Sybil Edmonds?
Five times, yeah. If you look at my website, three of the times were on phone and two times in person, and face to face. And
probably she couldn't say very much, though, right?
I mean, she's got a lot of, and she's got a lot of information, and she has been totally gagged. And it's
right.
You know, that's her situation is very similar to Ellen Mariani. It's a total fix in the judicial system. They have ex parte communications where the judge literally called the lawyers from the government into his chambers and kicked out Sabelle and her, so they couldn't hear what they were saying. And then they just said, the case is over, we're done, you know, and just,
what a scam.
And then she was just tossed out. Then she tried to appeal it and lost there. Well, of course, I mean, you've got people like Arlen Specter's wife on the appeals court and Chertoff on the appeals courts. See, that's the problem. There's one country that basically controls every media outlet in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm talking about. I mean, mm-hmm. I saw an email, and I was so upset after looking at this email because some guy had passed an email. I got it. Somebody sent it around, and it showed. And he said, go Google everything. Everything I'm saying is true. And just saying, just see just how controlled, from the Googles to the Yahoos to the Washington Post to the New York Times to the broadcasting networks, you know, to
the government itself,
the network. It's unbelievable. And we wonder why we're doing the bidding and we're doing what's best for a foreign country ahead of our own country. I have no problem that democracy is supported democracy. It's important to have some allies, sure. But the point is not when you turn your foreign policy upside down so that one foreign country gets to literally control the foreign policy of the country that's supporting them financially, morally, and militarily. I mean, it's an outrage and it's a disgrace, and you wonder where we're going.
And it's not anti-Semitic to bring that up. This would be a problem with any country.
That's exactly. That's why I say foreign country, because it's any foreign country. Well, the problem is that we have to question, you know, when you have dual citizenships and all that kind of thing, we have to question where the allegiance is. You know, why does a foreign country with 200 people arrested on the worst attack in our country allowed to leave the country when they're arrested as suspects? What, because they're a democracy ally of the United States? No, you got to control everybody. You know what? I tell you, there's another thing
there's no question they were involved. We had Kyle Cameron admitting that they were. He says we can't elaborate.
Oh, that's another thing. What did they do? Rupert Murdoch's elite friends told him to get those articles off of Fox website, and they removed them, and then
they
threatened lawsuit of anybody else who published their research and put it on their website. And you know what? I think what really happened is the only one that still got it there. And you know what? And I still have a lot of that stuff on my site. I put it up. I have it in there on my site, I believe, also. There's a few sites that have put it up there. You know, I don't know.
We're going to go to another short break. Hang with us, folks, and we'll be right back.
With recent internet